All right, at 45 after one, every Wednesday afternoon, we have Crafted in SA. So we profile proudly South African brands with the aim of highlighting and plowing into the local economy and also speaking about the importance of supporting local. Speaking of which, the name Njie perfectly embodies the diversity and versatility of their shoppers, life and style choices just as they are. The South African isiZulu word Njie, broadly meaning just as you are or just as it is therefore simply ideal. We're speaking to the founder and creative director of Njie, Bonolo Zwane. Bonolo, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Sochaba. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks
Fantastic.
For the lovely intro.
Thank you for making the time. All right, so I find there's a pattern with this specific feature where a lot of people always speak about how the journey began in corporate and how silently they were yearning to kind of just, you know, diversify and try other things. And this is you precisely, having started out, you know, in corporate. How did the bug bite? When did this happen? Talk to us about it.
Sure. You know, I don't think there was a particular point where the bug bit. I think I've always had the passion for creative directing, like you put it, in all spaces. But more especially in clothes. I've loved styling myself, styling my family, styling some of my friends, and I've loved putting those styles and looks in very unique ways, but that would really reflect who the person was. At the same time, you know, I was quite, for lack of a better way of putting it, I was quite gifted, I would say, and skilled in the mathematical side of things and your more structured courses. So I did study, you know, in the lines of mathematics and went on to work in actuarial science and investments. And I loved that too. So it wasn't like I had this nascent sort of passion sitting there. So I loved it too. I served, you know, 15 years in corporate on a permanent basis. I started working on this business in year 14. And after I left, I sort of really just focused on the business. And it almost really turned from a passion project, because I didn't actually think I was going to run a business. I was sort of on a sabbatical of sorts. And it went from a passion project to a concept, to a business, and then a viable business. Because, you know, not all businesses are
absolutely
viable and make money.
Is it not incredible, though, how a passion project has now become your bread and butter, your passion, what you therefore see as, you know, your purpose, at least when it comes to your career? I find that absolutely amazing. But I want us to speak about creatives across the board. You know, everyone has their own signature, and I guess it's very competitive in fashion. You know, what is your creative, or rather your signature, and what sets you apart from others?
I think, you know, we've always thought about what's distinctive about our brand and our clothes and our shoppers is actually something all three have in common, which is that they embody what we like to call a silent punch. Mm. You know, it's someone who stands out from the rest, but in an almost subtle and unassuming way. So we like to consider ourselves as a brand of contrast. A lot of our shoppers, like, exhibit extreme contrast. People talk a lot about introverts, inverted extroverts, and stuff like that. And that's what we found. And I think that's what's distinctive about the clothes, the brand, and our shoppers. And certainly, like you said, there is so much competition in the space. And where at least our shoppers have given us feedback is that our service is really great and it's quick. And, you know, the quality of the fit is quite good. We focus on that a lot because we have a very active online store and we wouldn't like to have returns and exchanges. So I think it's about exceptional quality of fabrics and great fit. And the one that we love the most is that you can get many styles from one garment. So there's a huge play on versatility and diversity, which mirrors the clients exactly as well.
Absolutely love it. And let's speak about, you know, the golden question, the importance of South Africans not only supporting local brands, but trusting local brands.
Sure. Yeah. You know, trust is relative and also trust is earned. So I think it's incumbent on both parties, us businesses, service providers, as well as the clients, to make sure that we have, you know, a symbiotic sort of relationship of trust and also of delivering as well on time and making sure clients are happy. The importance of shopping local, especially when it comes to our space, which is a ready-to-wear clothing space, as in what you see online is what is ready-to-wear, is that the more customers you have and the more that they buy regularly, the more efficient your manufacturing can be, because we make our own clothing. Mm. And the more efficient that manufacturing is, it should translate into benefits for pricing, so for pricing to the end consumer. I've heard a lot of consumers, you know, South African consumers, talking about sometimes the prices for great quality in not just clothing feel a little bit out of reach for them. And without sounding overly simplistic, if we have more regular customers, it's about predictability. Mm. So with regularity comes predictability. And with predictability comes hopefully better planning in the making of your clothes. So you're losing less money and you're making the prices better for the customer.
Right.
And if one can't buy and can't shop locally, then, you know, tell a friend about a local brand that's
absolutely
sort of catching your eye.
Mm.
That
mm.
makes a big difference. Mm. We've grown our business by referrals largely.
Love it, love it. Very lastly, tell us your digital footprint and how one can support, and obviously go and see the range that you offer currently.
Absolutely. So you can go and shop online at nje.co.za, so that's nje.co.za. We deliver nationwide to suburbs, to plots, to townships. And on every single page of the online store, you'll see a WhatsApp icon. You know, Sitshaba, a lot of people prefer to talk to you on WhatsApp as opposed to sending emails or giving you a call. So you'll find unique and amazing fashion there. We've categorized the fashion in a way that's visually appealing and in a way that you can find what you're looking for very easily. On the socials, you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We are Nje Curated Fashion. And then finally, the one I'm really excited to talk about is that next week, Monday, on the 7th of March, we're opening our new brick-and-mortar flagship store in Cape Town at the Cape Quarter Lifestyle Center. And
Love it.
Should look out, because we'll be there soon.
Love it for you, Bonolo. Thank you so much for making
Thank
the time
so
and all the best with your endeavors.
It's my pleasure. All the best to you too, Sitshaba.
All right. Bonolo Zwane is the founder and creative director of fashion brand Nje. She's given you her digital footprint and expressed the importance of supporting local. And if you're not in the position to support local, tell a friend to support a local brand that you believe in.